JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we travel to Western Jamaica with the Minister of Local Government, Desmond McKenzie, and later a tip from the Plant Quarantine Division. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
A fire can occur at any time. Dial 110 for the Jamaica Fire Brigade or 112 for emergencies. It's a good idea to store the contact numbers of the fire station nearest you. Knowing these numbers could mean the difference between life and death.
Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie spent last week in Western parishes as part of Local Government Month activities, sharing the ministry's plans and listening to the concerns of residents. At the end of the tour, citizens were left with a greater understanding of how the ministry works through the municipal corporations to implement infrastructural changes. During his time in St. Elizabeth, Minister McKenzie outlined to residents that a new administrative wing would be constructed at the parish infirmary in Santa Cruz next year. Speaking at the official opening of a new dining room at that same infirmary, Mr. McKenzie said the new admin wing was originally scheduled to be constructed this year. However, the funds had to be used for another initiative in St. James.
We diverted that fund to build the center at St. James on the site of the infirmary to facilitate those patients who were abandoned at Cornwall Regional Hospital, had nowhere to go. I ask your forgiveness. We have diverted the money. But I am now committing that in the new financial year, we will put back that $27 million.
Moving over to Westmoreland, the minister assured residents that the street sign erection program would begin in their communities and move into two other parishes come January.
We'll be rolling out in Manchester, Westmoreland, and St. Thomas. The first three parishes will now start to get the necessary funds to erect street signs. That is what your tax dollar will be doing come January.
The signage program follows a data gathering exercise by 2,700 youngsters employed by the ministry in the summer to perform an audit of streetlights and street signs across the island. Other local government activities undertaken in the West last week included the robing of youth mayors and councillors, expos, and property tax town hall meetings. Under Vision 2030, the goal is to provide quality and timely health care for the mental, physical, and emotional well-being of all Jamaicans. Log on to vision2030.gov.jm for further information or call 906-446-324.
The following is a tip from the Plant Quarantine Division in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries. If you intend to take or ship any plant or plant product into Jamaica, you may need an import permit. Call the Plant Quarantine Branch in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries at 977-7160 for more information. That tip was brought to you by the Plant Quarantine Produce Inspection Branch.
On our community notice board, government pensioners are being invited to the Accountant General's Department's Pensioners Forum, being held on Friday, November 17, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Michael University College, 1A Marasca Road, Kingston. And in celebration of its 90th anniversary, the Salvation Army School for the Blind and Visually Impaired Children will host a church service on November 19, a school open day on November 22, and a dinner and cabaret event on November 25. Call 925-1362 for more information. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.